Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo, and happy Turkey Eve. I'll be with you in just a moment.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Listen up and happy Thanksgiving. A little early today, but tomorrow's the big day. Gobble, gobble, gobble. And that, of course, is November 26th, Thursday, traditional Thanksgiving Day. Family, friends, loved ones, neighbors, celebrating and being grateful for so much. And that would be probably the key topic in part one of our show today. And we have our dynamic guest returning today, and it's Dr. Nick Delgado, the author and health expert. And you won't want to miss what he has to say, because this will be a great Thanksgiving part one on Colombo Chronicles Live. And before we introduce Dr. Nick Delgado to you, I wanted to read a little bit about wonderful writer Robert Dylan Schneider out of New York. Wrote this beautiful Thanksgiving reminder. The principal impact of the election overall and its effect on our lives is part of what's happening today. But we also should be thankful for what we have, and possibly end up even with a better year in 2021. So let's see what Robert Dylan Schneider writes. The celebration of Thanksgiving 2020 will be like no other in living memory. Coming as it does in the midst of a pandemic and in an era when the nation is riven by conflicts. Tragically, the joy of sitting down to a traditional Thanksgiving dinner surrounded by family, friends, and neighbors will be impossible for many millions. And yet the spirit of Thanksgiving must and will live on. The spirit of appreciating whatever good fortune one has. The spirit of sharing with those who are less fortunate. The spirit of gratitude for living in this great nation. We can and must celebrate our families and friends and communities, even if for a time we are distanced from them. We owe thanks to the nearly 2.2 million men and women who serve on active duty or in the reserves in America's armed forces. The extraordinary police officers and firefighters who protect us at every turn. The legions of medical workers in our nation and around the world who have sacrificed so much during this COVID year. The unsung volunteers who work every day to lift up those in need. They too have gone above and beyond in 2020. The educators who work for modest pay to prepare our young people for the future and who have struggled so much in time of daunting challenges. We owe all of these people and many more like them so much. They are what constitute our national character. a character that has been tested in 2020 and has risen to the challenge. Robert Dylan Schneider says some facts about Thanksgiving. The first Thanksgiving was actually a three-day celebration. In November 1621, the pilgrims' first corn harvest proved successful, and Governor William Bradford invited the Plymouth Colony's Native American Indians to enjoy the fruits of their labor. Many of the Wampanoag tribe came bearing food, and so it was decided to extend the affair. Also, while he was president, Thomas Jefferson refused to declare Thanksgiving a holiday because he strongly believed in the separation of church and state. Since Thanksgiving involved prayer and reflection, Jefferson thought making it a special holiday would violate the First Amendment. He also thought it was better suited as a state holiday, not a federal one. The woman behind Mary Had a Little Lamb is responsible for the recognition of Thanksgiving as a national holiday. Writer and editor Sarah Josepha Hale convinced President Lincoln, after years of persistent lobbying, to declare Thanksgiving an annual national holiday. And lastly, about 46 million turkeys are cooked for Thanksgiving every year. While not so popular the rest of the year, turkey is a big hit for the holiday, perhaps because it serves a crowd. For Christmas, 22 million families prepare a turkey. Thanksgiving. Whatever our tribulations, we all have so much to be thankful for. Bob Dylan Schneider. And we want to thank Bob Dylan Schneider, or Robert Dylan Schneider, as he's also called, for this beautiful, beautiful Thanksgiving message. And on that note, we're going to go into Authors and Experts, the wonderful world of authors and experts, just for you, every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. here on the West Coast. And it looks like we're going to have some beautiful weather. The sun is shining here on the West Coast. And wherever you are, I hope you have wonderful weather as well as a beautiful day on Thanksgiving. And on that note, we're going to take a break. And as soon as we come back, we're going to speak to our very dynamic guest. And he's going to tell us about his books, and he's going to tell us about some health and health tips for the holidays as well as the rest of the year. So we'll be back in just a moment, so don't touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Yes, be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe, but the owner did want me to mention that they will be closed on Thanksgiving Day, but Patty wishes everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. And speaking of Thanksgiving, we have Dr. Nick Delgado with us, the health expert. He's an author and an expert on health. And also, he's going to give us some healthy tips for the holidays through his Simply Healthy cookbook, as well as his latest book, Blood Doesn't Lie. So let's get started, and let's say hello to Dr. Nick Delgado. And we have so many things to be grateful for. And one of them is for Dr. Nick Delgado and his books, Blood Doesn't Lie and Simply Healthy Cookbook. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Nick Delgado, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. You know, this is one of my favorite holidays, but it also is one of the holidays that I have a lot of deep thoughts and feelings about. And I say that because not only is it a time to celebrate and be together with our families and friends, and we have a big get together actually that's starting early here today towards 5 p.m. Pacific, where we have a lot of people coming here. We're having organic, whole, fresh food, plant-based. For a few of those animal-based eaters, we do have an organic GMO-free turkey. So Monsanto couldn't inject its chemicals into this turkey. And we have mashed potatoes and gravy and green beans and sweet potato and pumpkin pie, but all without added sugar and just natural fruit sweeteners. I mean, we've really gone all out. I have Chef Ramon coming, who's actually my son-in-law. He was trained at Cordon Bleu. And, you know, so he's had to adapt his recipe method, you know what I mean? Not so much sugar and salt and fat, you know? But everyone's going to be delighted that's coming, and we're excited about it. And I just have to say it's a time of blessings, and it's a trying time for the world at the same time where they're telling us we can't get together, particularly in California. Well, shame on them. Why don't they go and enjoy their own families and realize that this virus is not deadly? We know it's less than 0.0004 in even the high-risk population, and they should be letting us free, healthy people get out in the beautiful sun today and visit with our families and hug and kiss the way we were intended as humans.
Exactly. And when you mentioned the GMO-free turkey, the organic turkey that you're looking forward to eating today, remind me of Bill Gates. You know, I wonder, because he has a huge investment in Monsanto, so I was wondering if he actually eats organic turkey or eats turkey at all, or just he has a garden filled with those GMO seeds and he just eats out of his own garden.
It's interesting you mentioned Bill Gates, because you know he has Asperger's syndrome, and maybe that's one of his strange reasons why he has hyper focus on trying to control the population. I respect and love children on the spectrum, but many of those children have ended up that way due to vaccinations that were unnecessary. It used to be 8 scheduled vaccinations. Now it's up to something like 72 scheduled vaccinations. And the fear that they've stricken in the population and the excitement about some corporate announcement that they have the vaccine and it's going to be here in time for December. And I'm like thinking to myself, wow, conditioned the whole world population to take a substance injected into their body that's unproven, untested, and be a mass experiment on tens of thousands they anticipate of deaths and injuries due to doing the so-called vaccine that everyone's being told is our solution to the fact that God has given us an immune system. That's why I wrote the book Blood Doesn't Lie. It was censored 3 times. Amazon would not allow me to publish it with all the facts and figures and science journals. I finally got it published, but I had to word and choose my words, and as I should on this show as well. Moving forward, we'll just say the V shot instead of the full word. And just talking in terms of generics, because, you know, why would Bill Gates, who recently did a video about plant-based eating, which I applaud him for being recognizing that the greenhouse effect is more a result of dependence on animal products and actually, surprisingly, the burps and the farts of animals. But not just that, the soil, the feces into the earth and the high estrogen content of these animals, really, you know, they're secondary food carriers, meaning we should be eating the plants directly, not the animals. And certainly those who do eat animals, do it sparingly. Don't make it the main meal. Have a vegan Monday, if you will, or, you know, even try out a Thanksgiving where you have a vegan turkey along with the animal turkey for those who do eat animal. So I think these are some thoughts that all of us should start considering. And I say that with good intention and not making people feel guilty or bad about their choices of eating, but they do and should and must have a choice about the V shot. I am adamant about our freedom of speech. And the Nuremberg trials proved after Nazi Germany, where they were harming people, Jewish people in concentration camps, and it's subjecting them to horrible experiments. So this is a mass experiment that we're all being exposed to.
Yes, and I think that we must resist, regardless of what anybody says. In every single state, we must resist because, first of all, Dr. Delgado, we did not elect Gruesome Newsom, Comrade Newsom, up there in Sacramento. We did not elect him to become a totalitarian, authoritarian dictator to us, because we only elected him to do the will of the American people and what is in the best interest of the American people. And all of them are ignoring this. They're totally ignoring that the Constitution demands, mandates, that they do the will of the American people, because we are the government and they are the public servants, and they are serving themselves instead of us. And I will guarantee you, Dr. Delgado, that Comrade Newsom and all the rest of those Democrats are serving themselves the most expensive and best of everything with large crowds without masks and enjoying their Thanksgiving dinner.
100%, I'm sure it's the case. And if you think about the party that was caught on social media by someone carrying a camera at the Biden party for his birthday, and he's had two brain surgeries, by the way. He's got dementia. His doctors say that he's been recovered from those brain surgeries. But listen how he misses words. He doesn't comprehend. He even blurts out that he's controlled the orchestrated the biggest fraud in voter history. I mean, people in mainline news are not even paying attention. Maybe they're dementia too from all the Newsom meat and wine that he serves them when he has his winery open and everyone else is closed.
Yes, and I, you know, in America, people have forgotten. They've been so complicit, and now they've been so fear-mongered by George Soros and Bill Gates that they have become not only fearful but complicit, believing that we have no authority. We have all the authority in the world. We're 330 million people who pay their wages, and we have a lot of power, and we need to exercise it, because Dr. Delgado, I read that there used to be hardly any autistic children, but I read, I think it was on a CDC site, that they expect one out of two boys to have autism in 2030. How is that possible?
Well, it went from a rarity of 1 in 5,000 to now 1 in 8. So it's tragic enough to say 1 in 8. And I'm convinced that if they continue their trajectory, it will be exactly as you say. Some statistics say around 2002 to 2006, when they started doing the stepped-up schedule of the V shots, 1 in 70 boys developed autism spectrum, more so than the girls. There's something about, according to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the testosterone and the way the X and Y chromosome works that leaves young boys more susceptible to brain damage. Now, let's get the public very clear. Brain damage, we're talking permanent brain damage. And I'm furious about this and adamant, because I appeared on the vaccine panel with Andrew Wakefield at the LA Conscious Life in 2016, and they've censored that video. They don't allow it to be shown. And what are they afraid? The truth about science and medicine, where we had a panel of the world experts talking about it, and they included me as well. And the reason they did is because 35 years ago, my dear son Lance was injected due to Rh positive, Rh negative blood while he was in the womb. And at the time, little did I understand that that was actually the makings of a vaccine loaded with mercury, which it did end up damaging him permanently for 35 years. And my son cannot speak more than three words and string together a sentence. He is on the, shall we say, low functioning spectrum, whereas high functioning children with Asperger's sometimes approach genius level like the Rain Man, but they glorify that. And, you know, the reality is that some children, and I believe that they may have some kind of a hormonal genetic tendency, knowing that my youngest son is also on the spectrum with Asperger's syndrome, just much like Bill Gates. However, my youngest son has never been vaccinated. I took him to the top doctor in the world who worked with Jenny McCartney. He prefers to remain nameless because he has to defend other doctors that are taken to trial. God forbid a doctor is smart enough to know that you don't inject harmful chemicals and formaldehyde and fetal extracts from dead aborted fetuses, and you don't use chemicals that were never intended to be injected in the body as antigens, adjuvants to aggravate the body, along with, they say, well, we took the mercury out, now they have aluminum. But not all the vaccines are without mercury. If you down the list before a doctor injects you and you get excited about this new V shot, make sure, get the doctor to bring the fact sheet from the vials that are shipped to the doctor's office. And when you're done reading and looking up every single ingredient, then you ask yourself if you are sane enough to inject those chemicals and harmful ingredients. It's one thing to consider that the natural immunity of the body was designed, according to my own book, Blood Doesn't Lie, that took me 44 years of research. You were talking on a show earlier last week about sometimes it takes 20, 25 years to write a book, and sometimes I can write a book in 3 to 6 months. But that was based on 44 years of experience to write Blood Doesn't Lie, because it's all about the immune system and how we have a marvelous ability with over a billion, with a B, B cells, and they can actually change and mount a defense against any microbe, bacteria, or chemical that enters our body. That's why the human race particularly has the greatest immune system of any animal on the planet, is amongst the longest lived mammals and animals. However, we are now changing our genetics. We're altering our ability to recover from diseases with a temporary immunity. Find a top doctor that will tell you you have permanent immunity from a V shot. You'll never find a doctor admit to that, because it can't happen. That's why in India, they started using the live virus, and they've injected people as an experiment. And Bill Gates was kicked out of those countries because he killed so many children.
And what really amazes me is that the people in public office, especially on the left, have to be invested and funded into office by Soros and Gates, because Soros and Gates are heavily invested in the software, along with Pelosi's husband and Feinstein's husband, in the software, the Dominion, the Smartmatic, all those electoral voting machines, which I witnessed at my polling place in 2008, where they were slipping to Barack Hussein Obama, and people were upset and shouting, and nobody knew what to do about it, so they did nothing. But they also own a majority of stock in Pfizer, Glaxo, and Moderna. And I believe Moderna was linked back to the Nazis, and with their vaccines, with their prescriptions or medical research, I mean. And I don't even think they've ever made a vaccine. So these are really concerning things that they're allowing George Soros and Bill Gates, who, just because they have a lot of money and no PhDs, no, they aren't scientists, they aren't doctors, they aren't, you know, and they're businessmen who have used their money for sinister reasons. to take down America and eventually the world, which Americans are allowing them to do by complying with these unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful laws, because they're manipulating the numbers. They're manipulating by, they have, Dr. Delgado, they have erased all other diseases, heart disease, lung disease, cancer, diabetes, all the top diseases, and everything is COVID now, everything. How is that possible?
It's impossible, and the reality is, as you know, there are actual doctors and administrators going on record saying they've been contacted by these large media-owned fake news companies and by the medical establishments behind these big pharma groups to basically, when at the time of death, the hospital earns an extra $30,000 taxpayer money when these individuals die from, quote, COVID, even though they had a gunshot wound in their head and that was the cause of death. They can literally say it was COVID. And the fact is, the test they use, the PCR, polymerase chain reaction, is been removed from PubMed, where the original journal that I was going to cite in my book, Blood Doesn't Lie, and they refused to allow me to cite it, was showing that that test should have never been intended to be used to identify, quote, confirmed cases. They are literally running around doing a test that says that people have a coronavirus, which, by the way, we have the coronavirus in our systems from the beginning of mankind. This is something we've lived with, and it will crop up in people with a depressed immune system or eating a poor lifestyle, or they're using either prescription drugs or illicit drugs, street drugs. We know that the whole AIDS epidemic, don't get me started on that, but was related to that when you read Dr. Peter Duisberg's book with five Nobel Prize laureates, including the developer of the test that's being used to detect the current coronavirus. And he stated, that's Kary Mullis, Nobel Prize winner, he stated categorically that you should never use the PCR test to detect this particular virus. And so why are we depending on a test that they have chosen, not the better antigen test, but there's really only one test that detects it. It's called gene sequencing. Very expensive to do at the university level. No one actually does it, but they did do 8,000 people, healthy individuals, tested for all types of viral activities. Every one of them were deemed free of symptoms, no problem whatsoever, no illness, young and healthy, and 74% have these viruses already present in their body, and it does not cause disease. Viruses are a natural part of the human existence. They're necessary to be healthy. In fact, certain viruses in our body knock out pneumonia. Pneumonia can be deadly in an adrenal fatigued individual. And that's where William McKinley Jeffries, I cited in my book, Blood Doesn't Lie, if you take upon the early symptoms of, if you will, this COVID or flu, of whatever you want to call it, identified, that you can knock it out within 48 hours, just like President Trump at Walter Reed Hospital was given dexamethasone, which is 50 times stronger than the use of hydrocortisone, but you can use either method depending on the doctor's intervention. So there's a number of solutions to this condition that I wrote about in my book, Blood Doesn't Lie, including 35 steps that you can easily follow on a daily basis, integrated into a healthy lifestyle that you can do without having to succumb to what I would deem less than 5% protection from isolation, masks, social distancing, and washing hands. Washing hands is the only logical one of those four I mentioned that makes sense, but the reality is most men don't wash their hands, women do, and we have a cultural thing going on there. So I encourage people to wash their hands with a healthy type face soap. That makes sense. But otherwise, you know, to practice those other factors, what, do you want to be an isolated, live in the middle of an island and never see a human again? That's what they're telling us during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, yeah, but they don't do the same thing. They hold themselves above their own unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful mandates because we didn't pay them to do what they're doing. And to follow George Soros and Bill Gates and the New World Order's agendas to take us on down. And I read that there are 6,146 hospitals in the USA, and there are 36,353,946 patients admitted every year. So then I looked up CDC. So even if there was like 100,000, 200,000 cases of, let's say they didn't even have underlying conditions of COVID, and they ended up in the hospital getting treatment by the doctors, which are the cases, then it still wouldn't even, it doesn't even make a big difference on how many people have always been admitted to the hospital in the USA every year, in my opinion.
Correct. And also, if you look the actual CDC numbers of death from all causes for 2019, 2020, and you also take a look at 2018 and the prior years, you will find out that this so-called alarmist fear-mongering of this horrible contagious disease, and I don't deny flus and coronaviruses are contagious. I'm saying that the death rate is amongst the lowest of any kind of viral outbreak we've seen in more than a decade. In fact, it wasn't since 1950, the Spanish flu and a pandemic back then, when we were treating it, the smart doctors, with outdoor sunlight, healthy eating, exercise, getting the right nutrients in the body, vitamin C, zinc. We knew these things, and now we're being suppressed as doctors. We can't even advise our patients that that's the appropriate thing to do. So
And in 1918, they said that one of the best things they did was eventually they discovered it to get rid of the mask and to have ventilation so people could breathe in fresh air.
Yes.
I mean, that was the history I read.
Sanitariums, outdoor, daylight, exercise, if you're so weak. Bedridden people respond with the sun because the sun stimulates cortisol, which overcomes adrenal fatigue, and the whole cycle supported. Now we have medicines that are bioidentical natural called hydrocortisone. We use it adrenal immune support. So if you take a look at the website docnutrients.com, I created a product that's the most potent on the market for doctors and the general public. And that product helps to build up the immune system. It's called Adrenal Immune Support. And if your listeners go into that site, there's also a product called DNA Protector with the 5G issue coming up and the high radiation from even our phones and devices. And all that being said, we will ship a bottle of DNA Protector free of shipping, free of cost of the bottle, normally a $45 product for free if they just call in and say they heard it on the Rose Colombo show. And I'm really thankful to be on the show with you. You know, you're very outspoken. You're one of the few talk show hosts that's fearless and able to share the good word. And, you know, I'm just concerned about the 460 mass stations, CNN, CBC, ABC, and so forth, that are brainwashing the rest of the public. It's very sad what's going on. I've never thought this would come to this at this time in my life, but it's what it is, isn't it?
It is what it is. I used to be on AM, FM radio, but I find that being able to control my own narrative and truth and research and guests that have truth and expertise is much better as long as I can do it and God allows it, because the truth needs to get out there. And because, you know, if you don't have 20 million people, that's fine, because guess what? Word of mouth is the biggest thing ever. I mean, if they learn something from you today that's going to help them get well, to me, that's worth it. If somebody learns something about the legal system from me, which is my passion, then God bless them. I mean, that's worth it, because you know what? They're going to say, this is what I learned, and this is, you know, and it's going to spread. And so we have to spread the truth. And so in your book,
yes,
what is it that Blood Doesn't Lie that you think is one of the most important things that people should take away from it?
Well, the first major discovery that virtually no one is talking about is that the people who are most susceptible to any flu virus, coronavirus, or otherwise, are those individuals who do have what's called chronic fatigue syndrome. And chronic fatigue syndrome often starts And you can establish it as recognizing this question. When you wake up in the morning before you drink coffee, do you feel so tired as if you almost didn't sleep that night? If that is coming on a regular basis and you're actually able to go to bed at a reasonable time and still waking up fatigued after 8 hours of sleep, then it's a sign. And so we've established that there are a series of five steps to rebuild a strong, healthy immune system. And if one does become exposed, if you will, to any kind of a microbe that tends to be opportunistic, we know viruses need a host. They're not alive. They have genetic material, but they have to tie into our system. And if our system is too weak, it can actually create a situation where it's some believe that these viruses multiply mainly in polluted areas, the four stricken areas in the world in northern Italy, the part of China, a few other places in the world had this record level of pollution, including in New York. But not only the air pollution, but the Monsanto use of herbicides, use of these pesticides and herbicides that are used in the millions of pounds now in the soil, particularly concentrated ironically in the exact areas where the outbreaks did occur at its highest level. Add that to in my book where I explain Tyson chicken, that those plants, that the chickens have a tendency to have high microbe levels. That's why we have an organic turkey, organic non-GMO, and because the GMOs affect the gut. And when the gut is damaged, you're susceptible, your immune system's depressed. Over 25% of the immune system's activity is due to the gut and the healthy bacteria in the gut, which is often destroyed when they give rampant levels of antibiotics that are often used in these animals, and including in turkeys and chickens and beef. So you really have something that the book will teach you step by step with good, simple examples. Here's the solutions. Here's how you can immediately make a difference in not only your health, but your family, your friends, your relatives, your grandmother. My mom is 86 years young. She's active and healthy. She's not fearful of people coming to see her. We did not lock down our family and let the militant Nazis tell us how to live our life. I was born in America, and I'm going to live an American life, and they can come and do whatever they want to me, but they won't be able to get past now that my son is picking up a gun law right that they're trying to take away. Because sometimes the citizens, I never believed in guns because of all the problem with the schools, things, and they should have metal detectors and safety devices in these high-risk schools. But the reality is that we have more armed citizens in the United States than anywhere in the world. So any army that would try to invade us, our patriots will defend us. And that's our God-given right and the amendments in the U.S. Constitution protect us, and freedom of speech and freedom, our number one freedom. The Constitution guarantees over all laws, they have now taken away our number one rights.
And guess what? In my opinion and in my analysis and all my firsthand experience in the corrupt legal system, thank God bless the attorneys that are not corrupt and the judges and love America and stand up for America like President Trump's lawyers are doing right now, fighting back against this corruption. They're all committing treason. They're undermining the United States Constitution. They're undermining the will of the American people. And when you undermine the United States Constitution and you're anti-American and working with communist and Marxist nation and rigging elections, that is a banana republic. Those are enemies, domestic and foreign enemies. And I believe God is going to intervene as long as the people stand up and do exactly what you said and defend our Constitution and our freedom, liberty, rights, sovereignty in this great nation against these people who are using a virus, in my opinion, as the catalyst to make people ill, not well, but ill, so that they are and locked down so they can't work, they can't go to school, they can't socialize, they can't talk. Who wants to talk with a mask on? They can't eat healthy foods if you don't have any money. and because you're not working and an income. So to me, those are human rights violations on top of it. And if I were a constitutional lawyer, I would be filing a lawsuit against them for human rights violations right now. Every one of these governors and mayors in each blue Democratic state. And hopefully, you know, we'll get it resolved so that we don't have to have a civil war in this country. But Dr. Nick Delgado, I always love talking to you because you're a true patriot, a true American, and a loyal American. And you have so much information that's invaluable. And I hope everyone gets a copy of your book, Blood Doesn't Lie, and Keeps Themselves Healthy in Their Immune System, and Simply Healthy Cookbook. I wish you a very happy and God bless Thanksgiving to you and your family. And if you have a last message to tell our audience today, please do so.
Yes, Rose. This is a very emotional time of the year for me. The mother of my son, 35 years ago, she died on Thanksgiving morning with hyperthyroidism that was aggravated by endocrine disruptors. And so she had a very serious problem. So after my son was born, 10 days after she died, and that was 35 years ago. And I say that because I have four wonderful boys and a girl and two grandkids, and I want a future for them. And my need to share with others the damage that Big Pharma is doing and the media, how they're stealing our coming generations' rights to actually even talk about the things that people need to know. So if they go to our website, they'll get uncensored information just like they will at your talk show website as well, Rose. And I appreciate the link from your show, and they can find all of this and more at nickdelgado.com. That's nickdelgado.com. We even have a section on uncensored videos that have now been built in, so they can't censor me on YouTube or Spotify or iTunes or Instagram or Facebook, because everyone's being censored now. They don't want the truth out. They have an agenda, and they're going to force it down our throat over my dead body.
Me too. And I appreciate that message. And I think we have millions and millions of Americans that are standing with us and by us. And we are going to fight back, period. We're not going to roll over like other countries. We're not, you know, in Europe when I went, you know, some of the countries were like a county here. We're not a county. We are huge. And we're going to keep doing what we have to do with God's help. He's going to help us, and he's going to help us speak out. And if we have to come on podcasts like this, well, that's the way it goes now, because people are leaving mainstream media. They don't believe them. They know they're all lying to them, and they're not doing any good for the American people. And I'm like you. It's not about me. It's about the young people. It's about my kids, my grandkids, and everybody else's. It's about the youth, and they should not be taking their minds and destroying their brains with unknown chemicals and against our will, or denying parental rights to opt out. So I'm with you, and God bless you, Dr. Nick Delgado, and we'll talk to you again soon. Have a very blessed Thanksgiving.
Just let them call my office to get a free bottle of DNA Protector, 949-720-1554.
Will do. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Dr. Nick Delgado has left the building. And, you know, be sure to call his office and get a free bottle of his DNA product. And you're going to feel better. Get a copy of his book, Blood Doesn't Lie. Go on his website. And be sure to tell him that you heard about it on the Rose Colombo Show. And it's free. What more can you ask for to stay healthy? Not any more than that. And then we'll be back in just a moment with our very special second guest, who's going to wish you a happy Thanksgiving as well, businessman and an advocate against child trafficking, Rob Raskin.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, It reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite, but don't bring it on Thanksgiving Day because the owner, Patty, says, hey, she's going to be spending her holiday with her family and loved ones just like you. But come back on Monday. What would that be? That would be Friday. Come back on Friday and have some leftovers.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up because now we're going to talk to Rob Raskin, and he's a businessman, and he fights back against child trafficking as well. But he has something else he wants to talk to us about. Happy Thanksgiving, Rob, and what is on your mind today?
Well, first, good morning, or good afternoon, I should say, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening. We're going to have
a great four-day
weekend, and then we're going to head into December. And I wanted everybody to know one thing very clearly from every bit of information that I have, and that is from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes, President Trump will indeed be our president on January 20th, 2021. And so for all of the people who are very stressed and uptight and concerned that there could possibly be a Biden presidency, I want to make sure that everybody clearly can be can have comfort in the fact that there will absolutely 100% not be a Biden presidency. So when you see on the news that, they're considering John Kerry and they're considering Hillary Clinton now to be Secretary of Defense and on and on and on, having a good time, and they're trying to aggravate us, and they're doing a good job for the most part, but they have absolutely there's absolutely 0% chance that President Trump will not continue on January 20th and that Biden will somehow become president. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you know what I read? I read that the fact that the president-elect is something that the media made up, and it's not a official office. It's just a term that the media made up. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, the media, is complicit in this all this treason that's going on to attempt to steal this election. And, I said last time I was on your show, and I'll say it again, the Democrats are the dumbest criminals in the history of criminals. They have an electronic fraud program, and instead of setting electronic fraud program to 25% or more to make sure that they stole enough votes from Trump to be able to go to Biden, they didn't set the algorithm high enough, so they had to stop in the middle of the night and use ballots that have no basis in reality and are easy to disprove as fraud. And so now they've totally exposed themselves and their plot. And so as a result, it's so easy to show the fraud. It's absolutely unbelievable. This is from Patrick Byrne, who used to own Overstock.com, and he's a multimillionaire. I'm not sure if he's a billionaire, but he's a sharp guy. He put together a whole team of people to help the Trump organization, and he's not even a Republican. He's an independent, but it's a matter of fair elections is what his thing is. But here's one of his quotes. The chance of having 100 votes in a row for Biden is 96%.
The chance he would have 100 in a row is about 1.6%. The chance you would have 1,000 in a row goes to about a couple of quadrillion to one. And the chances that you would have the kinds of numbers we were seeing is of tens of thousands of votes in a row for Biden, the chances are quadrillions of quadrillions of quadrillions to one that that could ever happen. So in other words, in Philly, where the mob boss down there, I think his name is Skinny Jimmy Corleone, he's saying that he was delivered 300,000 ballots, and over a 60-hour period, they filled them all out for Biden, and they only filled out the Biden spot because they had so many to fill out. They didn't have time to fill out the other people, but they delivered 300,000 ballots to the electoral board there, and they counted them, of course. They put them together in boxes, and they counted them. So now they've got 300,000 ballots that were never folded, so they were obviously never mailed, and they only have Biden marked. So that means that 300,000 people that never folded their ballots only voted for Biden 300,000 in a row. And what Bern is saying is it's the chances of that happening are quadrillions of quadrillions of quadrillions to one that it could ever happen in nature. So that's just one small example. When I say that there's a 0% chance of Biden ever winning this election, that's the first part, which is the voter fraud is. But the second part is United States versus Throckmorton, which is an 1878 case. And that 1878 case says the conclusion was fraud vitiates everything. That enduring opinion, I'm reading it right off of State of the Nation site, that enduring opinion was the crux of the landmark decision handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court in the above-referenced case of the United States versus Throckmorton. Therefore, the outcome of a presidential election that is rife with one-sided fraud and criminality is rendered null and void, especially after any result which saw the winner attain his or her victory through fraudulent means and or criminal contact is automatically canceled and invalid under the law. That means that when it gets to the Supreme Court, by precedent, once it is proven that there is fraud, and there is massive fraud on both an electronic level of to the tune now of 17 million votes that they're saying, where they took 10 million off of Trump and added 7 million to Biden. Once they present the case of fraud to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court will have absolutely no choice but to set the election results aside. And once they do, then the Congress decides president, and it goes to the House. And the House has 26 Republican legislatures, and by law, according to the 12th Amendment to the Constitution, they have to vote, one vote each state, for the Republican, since they're Republican. So President Trump will automatically retain his position as president, and you can take that to the bank directly from me.
Oh, I do. I mean, I'm on the same page, and the fact that when I first heard the numbers, I even posted online immediately. I said, not only is this unbelievable, it's impossible. I mean,
right,
it was
exactly.
Impossible. I'm like, what? I said, any judge who believes this, you know, isn't ethical, because the bottom line is one of the important ingredients that a judge must adhere to is that the evidence must be believable. I mean, that's how they make their decisions as to whether you're going to get thrown off the witness stand or your evidence is believable. Well,
yes.
I mean, when you look at that, it's laughable, even though it's tragic, but it's laughable when you look at the numbers. I mean, a fifth grader should be able to figure out it's impossible. It's unbelievable. And for us to have to be put through this because of the Gates and, this is my opinion, the Gates and the Soros goal to remove President Trump as Soros stated that he will not be in office very long. He will be removed. Obama, he will never be president of the United States. Robert De Niro. You go on and on with all these liberal Democrats. And then Joe Biden, who never left his basement. I mean, wore his mask on camera and never uttered a word or a complete sentence. And thought his granddaughter was his son and his sister-in-law was his wife. I mean, you just put it together and you're like, this is not possible.
No, they're dreaming.
If he has a serious cognitive problem, I mean, you know, we don't wish anything bad on anybody, but bottom line is, we see what we see, we witness what we witness, we hear what we hear, and nothing on earth is going to change that. And so to look at the numbers and then the activities that went on during the campaign, you have to be like an ostrich with your head in the sand.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've got so much overwhelming evidence. A lot of people don't realize when Sidney Powell said she's going to release the Kraken, that's actually a Department of Defense-run cyber warfare program. And what it does is it spies on the other programs to detect treason and to detect interference by foreign countries. And so we actually have everything they did. I'll read it exactly. The Kraken is a Department of Defense-run cyber warfare program that tracks and hacks various other systems to acquire evidence of nefarious actions by the deep state. President Trump and the loyal patriots in the military and Space Command now have all the evidence of voter fraud and election-related treason.
They should have just read my little post and my statements on the radio nationally and nationally and locally on the radio in 2008 when I said, hey, these electronic machines were all slipping to Barack Obama at our polling place. People were upset and screaming. Nobody cared, you know. Now look what happened.
Nobody cared.
Look what happened.
Yeah,
and you remember what Biden said? I'm so on top of this because Biden said that we have inclusive and exclusive voter fraud organization that we used for Obama, and we don't need your votes.
Exactly. If you like what I have to say, vote for me. If not, vote for the other guy, as if to say,
who
cares?
We don't care who you vote
you
for
count.
Because
I mean,
you're not going to win.
Yeah, it's like a play where we're sitting in the audience, and we think we're part of the play, but we're not part of the play. We're just in the audience. That's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, and we're not part
they
of the
over.
Play. We're not part of the play. We're not part of social media anymore. I mean, because I've been on social media for 11 years, and I have a lot of the same people that have been with me. And thank you. I love them. They're wonderful, patriotic Americans and like-minded people. Just want the best for their kids and their grandkids. They want freedom, liberty, rights. They don't want to be under George Soros and Bill Gates. And you look at this, and you know the same thing happened starting in 2018. You're suspended. You're giving false information. Your information's fake. Your hate speech. One of them even said that I posted sexual adult exploitation. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
they're very inventive over there.
It was a graph of you know, the votes. And it's called, they said I was keeping suspended for sexual adult exploitation. It's gone so far off the rails that so many people are leaving social media. or they're looking for alternative sites, alternative stations, even Fox, they're leaving Fox, and listening to alternative podcasts, radio, YouTubes of real patriots telling the truth, and at least to the best of their abilities. And so you can see this whole left of switch beginning in 2019 when they decided they were going to make sure that Biden won. That's what I think.
Yeah, Agenda 2030 is where they want to be by 2030. Agenda 21 was for the 21st century. Anybody can look it up. Agenda 21, sustainabledevelopment.un, the United Nations.org. And by the way, anybody who's looking anything up, you're best off looking it up on DuckDuckGo, because Google has completely gone off the charts in terms of not providing any results that they don't want you to find. So DuckDuckGo is a much better source. And I don't own DuckDuckGo. I don't make any money from DuckDuckGo. I'm just saying that when I want to find something, if I go to Google and search it, and then I go to DuckDuckGo and search it, I find much more accurate information on DuckDuckGo than I do on Google. That being said, Agenda 21, we have to remember that here I'm going to read off 10 points of Agenda 21, and the first point is the most critical. The first point of Agenda 21 is that the globalists want to reduce the population worldwide to 500 million. That means they want to murder 7.3 billion of us. And the best way to do that is with a forced
murder.
Vaccine. Yeah.
It's premeditated murder.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is with a premeditated vaccine. And that's why that vaccine is so dangerous. And that's why doctors are talking out all over the world against the vaccine. The bottom line is that no matter how many times they say it, and we've all heard the expression, if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. The bottom line is that this is a benign virus. This is not the plague. And it is not the 11th hour, and children are not dying from it. They can go to school, and people that have multiple underlying conditions, they should be wearing an N95 mask, because it's the only mask that helps. All the other masks that you're wearing instead of an N95 mask are useless, because the virus measures 0.12 microns, and the pores in an N95 mask measures 0.1 microns. So the virus won't fit through the pores of an N95 mask. But for all of the others, they're totally and completely useless, and three of them in particular are more dangerous to wear than not to wear. So it's very important that we understand that not only is the vaccine coming from Bill Gates, whose father was part of establishing Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger, and who has been in favor of population control and reduction his entire life. And now all of a sudden he's trying to get us to believe that the vaccine will save the world and that all 7.8 billion people need to be vaccinated, when in actuality, nobody needs to be vaccinated, because that vaccination is dangerous. It has to be stored in 70 degrees below zero Celsius because of some of the elements that are in it. It is a dangerous vaccine that we should never take, no matter who tells us to take it. And we don't need it, because we don't need to be wearing masks and we don't need to be locked down. And we don't need for our kids to be not going to school. And this is all being perpetrated upon us. It's the biggest fraud in world history for every country to be locked down and for them to be getting more and more and more insane with thousands of dollars in fines. And now I hear that in two countries overseas, Italy and Ireland, they're trying to pass laws that it's a 1 to 6 year prison term if they pick you up when you're supposed to be in your home on lockdown. If you're not in your home on lockdown, it's a 1 to 6 year prison term. That's what they're trying to do now. So we need to be very vigilant
and not
submitting. Go ahead.
The whole goal is to place fear, which they've done, place fear in the minds of the people, and then they now have set themselves up in their totalitarian blue states, the Democrats, as authoritarians and dictators, like in third world banana countries, where you do as we say, not as we do, and or else we're not only going to force you to be imprisoned in your own homes, no matter if you're healthy or not, and free Americans, we're going to force you into poverty. We're going to force you into prison if you do not comply with us while we release all the prisoners who are real criminals onto the streets, because we don't want them to get COVID as the excuse. No, they're creating an army. That's what they're doing, because there's a threat on Twitter. They don't take that one down, but they suspend conservatives. But it said it was from the leader of Antifa, and at least one of them, and he said that they're armed, and if President Trump doesn't leave the White House by Sunday, they're going to start attacking, you know, conservatives and blocking roads and keeping people from going to work and et cetera. I mean, this is something that the military needs to come in and deal with, I believe, because, and the National Guard, because these guys have been trained and brainwashed to believe that they have this power to take over, continue to take over our cities and our lives and steal our property and throw us in the street or throw us into jail because we're not wearing a mask. But these people can go out and kill and burn down businesses and burn and seize cities and tell people to get out of their homes and give them their homes. I mean, no, this is so sinister. It's unbelievable that they have created this army of people, which began with Obama when he said he's going to create the National Civilian Security Force, and it's going to be more powerful and more well-funded than the United States military. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. I also remember that the Guard, before they even came into Kenosha, most of Antifa ran home to their own basements. So even though these people are making a lot of noise, we just need to fight back. And if we fight back, we will easily wipe them out. And I expect that President Trump will have more flexibility to be able to call the military out, especially after his inauguration, because he got rid of Esper, Mark Esper, who was against him, and so was Mattis, who interestingly just came out and said that he's asking Joe Biden, believe it or not, to abandon the America First program that President Trump supports. So I don't know what happened to James Mattis. He used to be a great general for us, but at this point, as far as I'm concerned, he's just as bad as everybody else. He and Esper essentially went against the president in many regards, and now he's saying we should abandon America First. So he's obviously saying I'm a globalist, and so I don't know what China has that causing so many of these people to turn. But with that regard, I do have something here that I thought was very interesting. It's 1 minute. Let me see if I can find it. They call them kleptocrats. I never heard that expression before I saw this video, so I went ahead and looked it up, and it says that a kleptocracy is a government whose corrupt leaders use political power to appropriate the wealth of their nation, typically by embezzling or misappropriating government funds at the expense of the wider population. Well, if that doesn't if that doesn't describe Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden,
Obama,
and everybody who's been ripping us off, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this is a one-minute press conference, and it's in Chinese. And the what it called the on the bottom is the crawler. the kleptocrats have two plans to trap Americans in failures, they're saying.
Well, there's an article, too, that says China issues instructions for incoming Biden administration. So, you know, this is the thing, that the Clintons opened the back door for China into the United States of America, violating international laws, giving them free rein of our Long Beach Naval Base and our port to come and go as they please. In 1993, they were smuggling in AK-47s. They got caught. And when they got stopped, they threatened to blow up Los Angeles. And then it was alleged in the 90s that Hillary Clinton had promised districts of land, especially in California and other states, to the communist Chinese. Then there was Chinese reported along the Canadian border and along the Mexican border inside Mexico with vehicles. And so then we had Paradise. I mean, I don't know. This is just an opinion, but it seemed very strange to me that Northern California, where it's very wealthy, very farmland, very vineyard, very beautiful, very very expensive area, to be suddenly hit with so many fires that were very unusual, that looked more like lasers than they did laser attacks, than they did matches. So it all seems very strange to me that it is possible that we're under some kind of threat, and then we have possibly people like Joe Biden and Feinstein and the Clintons and Kerry and so forth, and their stepsons and sons and daughters, who are making money off of these foreign enemy nations secretly until they got exposed recently. And so it seems very strange to me that communist China and Joe Biden are so friendly and that they've made so much money from them, his son and family, and through Iraq and Iran, all these foreign enemy nations, Uranium One with Clintons and Mueller was supposed to allegedly deliver the samples of uranium to Russia, to Putin, and then they turned around and point the finger at President Trump as the Russian spy, and all of, you know, and on and on and on. So here we have a picture of Biden and Xi Jinping, the president of China, issuing instructions for the incoming Joe Biden administration. So, I mean, there's something going on between the Democrats and China, I'm telling you. Oh, and George Soros.
Oh, absolutely.
Bill Gates, because they are all invested in AI. AI is invested totally in China. Big Pharma is invested in China with WHO and CDC and George Soros and Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci. All they are heavily invested in communist China and the testing kits and the mask and the goggles and the gloves, the plastic gloves and all this. They are helping out China while they are making us pay for all of these items that are coming out of China. Do you see where I'm going with this? They're all making profit by being involved with communist China for profit.
Yeah, and that's what the problem is with Kemp down in Georgia and also with Newsom out in California, and I'm sure there are going to be many others. But what they've done is they have purchased, like, for example, Newsom in California, two shipments of $500 million each for masks. And so they send that money to China, and then they either don't get the masks or they get a very small volume or value of the masks. And then the rest of the money is cut back to them, so that they're getting an incredible kickback. So, in effect, the money is being laundered. They're taking $500 million of money from their treasury, they're sending it to China, and then China is keeping a huge portion of it and kicking the money back. And that's part of what Sydney has to go after Kemp, and I think his name is Ratzenberger, the Secretary of State. And both of them, by the way, are Republicans. So that is another reason why Sydney pushed a little away from the Trump legal team, because what she's exposing, what she's going to be filing, and when she said, I'm going to file, I'm going to show all of my evidence, and I'm going to let the chips fall where they may, what she was saying is it's not just Democrats. There are a lot of crooked Republicans as well, and the evidence that she has is going to expose all of them. So instead of it appearing that Trump's legal team is going after the Republicans as well, they pushed her out of the way so that she is separate. And so she's coming from a position of neutrality, not as one of Trump's attorneys, but as an independent attorney, plea going after the truth, whether it be Democrat or Republican. But Kemp did the same thing with the sending money to China, having it laundered and having it come back, as Newsom did. And I'm sure there are way more people that played that game. And I'm sure that there are other schemes that we don't know about where money's been going to China and coming back in order to be able to
call money laundering,
so that they profit by it. Yeah, exactly.
Call money laundering.
Yep.
And so what they've done, it appears, let's say, it appears that for many years now, for decades, they have used their positions of power and abused their positions of power, abused the American people, abused our tax dollars, and they violated our trust. And they still continue to take our taxpayer wages in a crisis, despite all the wealth they have taken from who knows where, and they're living in their mansions. They have security everywhere. They have Obama has blockades on his street on each side. I mean, what are these people so afraid of? And yet they have all these armed guards and cameras and everything, and yet they point the finger at us and tell us that that we are, you know, we are the bad guys. We need to be radiated at the airports, which is a crime against humanity because radiation kills, causes cancer, causes cataract, causes aging, and can cause death. So we have been abused since Obama came into office. As far as the radiation goes, then they came out with the smart meters, the computers, the iPhones are spying on you, they're tracking you, the GPS. This all began under the Clinton-Rena Holder administration. Holder's been around a long time. And Holder once said in the 90s to a audience of mostly black young people in a college, that we were going to see the face of America change in the next 15 years. And we know what he meant by that now, because he meant the open borders were coming and they were going to migrate millions of unidentified people from third world nations into our country, which Obama did. And who did he appoint as his USAG? Holder. So they all know each other. They've all been involved with each other for decades. And so they're all very comfortable. And this is why they hate Trump. He is not one of them.
Yes, exactly. He's standing in the way. And that Agenda 21, which has been part of the United Nations agenda for a long time now, I think it was, 20, 30 years ago, the first item that I discussed was reducing the world population to 500 million. The next two is to eliminate all countries and to create 10 unions. So what they meant is for the North American Union to be Canada, America, and Mexico. And had they successfully installed Hillary, that's exactly what they would have had. So they would have had one government for the three countries, and then they put their Federal Reserve Bank in there, and now they've got one union, and those three countries are part of that one union. They have a total of 10 unions. If you look at their map, they have the countries redefined to be 10 unions. So you have the North American Union, the South American Union, the European Union, et cetera. And there's 10 unions, and those unions all report to the UN as one world government. And when Obama was busy traveling the world and not using his never displaying an American flag and having his own logo and everybody and apologizing for America, and everybody said, what is this guy doing running for world president? Well, that's exactly what he was running for. He was running for the day that he got appointed to be in charge of the UN and to oversee the 10 unions. And so that's exactly what the sustainable development from the United Nations is looking to accomplish. So we have to be very careful. And by the way, there's another, and the reason why they pushed so hard to get it in and the reason why they haven't been able to eliminate it is that the death codes, most people don't know about the codes. The Obamacare program became a nightmare for doctors because it's got a code for every single thing so that everybody could be identified. So like if a woman has a cyst in a breast, now it has to be which breast and exactly in way more detail than it ever was. Just a very small example, but that's the one that a doctor pointed out to me. But the important thing that I want to make a point of is that the 69,000 numbers for the codes in Obamacare, those are the death codes. And if you look at those death codes are for death by every different source imaginable. In other words, they're for death by guillotine, and they're for death by firing squad. They're for death for everything, because eventually they want to use that worldwide. And so in some countries, they shoot you. In some countries, they give you lethal injections. In some countries, they use guillotines, et cetera. And
right.
So that Obamacare is part of Agenda 21 that they jammed through with the use of John Roberts, which was totally illegal and never should have happened.
In February of 2009, I was the first person in the United States of America who figured it all out the minute he announced it, because of all my knowledge in the corruption in the legal system. So I sat down and I put together a blog and laid out how they did not have any constitutional authority to insert these death panels into Obamacare, and that they had no constitutional, legal, or lawful authority to do that, and that they included euthanasia, early end of life, mandated taxpayer-funded abortions worldwide, and it requires the American people to pick up the tab for all these death panels. And then it included the mandated microchips. It included the vaccines. It included Dimitude, which made us slaves to the Muslims that Obama wanted was bringing into the USA secretly, with Hillary using our tax dollars to change and transform America into a Muslim nation, which was his goal. And then, so to depopulate us, the American people, and enslave those who survived. And then on top of that, I said that it bordered on extortion, because they're forcing us to use our own hard-earned money to buy a consumer product or service we may or may not want with our own money, denying us the freedom of choice and free will. And so that was like having an I put this in the blog. That was like having an imaginary gun to our head and saying, pay up or else. Pay up or else, go to jail or be fined or both. And that's where they had the big problem about the tax and the mandate. And then, I laid it all out, which constitutional authority is Congress applying, blah, 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 blah. And so in the end, when I laid out the death panels and everything, I sent it to every congressman in February of 2009, between April, before they ever voted on it, and sent it to the U.S. justices, including Justice Roberts. and to my own senators, my own congressmen. And then it got picked up because I posted it all over the nation by Sean Hannity, which was almost debated word by word from what I wrote. And then on top of it, it got read in part on the congressional floor with my name. So it's on the record, at least in part. And that's when you heard Justice Scalia saying, well, are they going to force us next to buy? Because in my blog I said that, you know, are they only I used a car. And so he used broccoli. Remember that?
Yep.
And so, yeah, yep. It all came from that blog I wrote. And I'll tell you, I got so much slack from the liberal media and you know, there's no death panels. I mean, one liberal attorney on ABC said, don't believe anything Rose says. Rose doesn't know what she's talking about. There are no death panels in Obamacare. And I knew exactly what I was talking about. And it's all here now. It's here, you know. And the thing is, he's now, the funny part about that particular guy is that he is now a fan of President Trump and switch sides. Isn't that funny?
Well, I guess it's possible for them to wake up.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, I mean, I had been through the legal system, and I walked out of a courtroom, and I said, oh, my God, what is right is wrong. What is wrong is right. I started a grassroots movement. I started a newsletter. I started proposing laws that were actually implemented in California and in nationally as well. And but laws are only made to be broken, right? You can.
Yep.
So I finally figured out that, you know, we have too many laws. They never take away a law. They just keep adding laws. And the more laws they added, the less freedom we have, right?
Yep. And that's why President Trump was trying to get rid of so much regulation. And we've reduced a lot of regulation. And in the next 4 years, we'll most probably reduce a lot more and become a lot more lean. And so I'm looking forward to 4 more years of President Trump in there. And I have absolutely no doubt that that evil will never prevail over good. And that's really where we are right now.
Exactly. And so, you know, I mean, it takes people to be active. It takes people to take their time out of their lives, away from their families, away from other things they thought they wanted to do when God comes calling and gives you information and you have to go with your mission. And unfortunately, it takes years for people to wake up, and I mean years. And so the fortunate thing today is that my organization, the grassroots movement, had to beat the bushes. We had to go do public speaking. We had to meet in community rooms. We didn't have virtual Zoom and all this stuff going on here. We didn't have internet where you could push a button and reach a million people or whatever. We had to do it the hard way. But we kept on, and it wasn't just me. There were people who came before me who gave me a lot of information. God bless them. They were heroes, unknown heroes to people. And they, some of them have died. Some of them are older now, and some of them are sick, but still trying to get out their message and stuff. And I interviewed David Icke a couple of times on my cable TV show. I interviewed David Williams. I interviewed a lot of heavy-hitting patriots who told me also a lot of information that I didn't know, but actually was hard to comprehend and believe at that time that our government could be that corrupt or evil. Some people.
Well, now we can see it. Now we can see it, and what we've got is President Trump, who's been placed in that spot to be able to fight. He's probably the only one strong enough to fight. This is absolutely our time, and it's the 11th hour, and we absolutely positively need to give all trust, faith, and support to President Trump, to Giuliani, who's working on the ballot portion of the fraud, to Sidney Powell, who's working on the electronic fraud, and to Lynn Wood, who's working on the pedophilia and satanic rituals. So he's going to be filing charges against some of the same exact people that that Sidney is going to be filing on, and they're both independent of Trump's campaign. So they're both going after Republicans and Democrats. They're going after both because there's tremendous corruption on both sides, which is why President Trump doesn't have the overwhelming support of his own party, because now that they've been elected, they're thinking, well, okay, now we got elected. If we can get rid of this guy, we don't have to face the music, because all the investigations will probably go away. But if they, and they're already talking about how they can try to get Kavanaugh and Barrett off of the court. So they're talking about how they can impeach them. So in their minds, if they have the control of the Senate, the control of the House, the control of the White House, they will take back control of the Supreme Court. And if that's the case, then we've lost our country forever. So we absolutely
That was the whole purpose of Soros and Gates and their COVID and their BLM and their Antifa and the pandemic and the corruption and the civil unrest was to, and then their investments in Big Pharma. They're invested in Moderna, they're invested in Pfizer, they're invested in Glaxo, and they're invested for money. So one thing that people need to understand is that they are using these fear tactics, and these mandates they're making are unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful, and any officer who enforces them is violating their own sworn oath to uphold the Constitution against innocent and good American people who pay their wages and support them. The Democrats didn't support them. They want them defunded. And so we're the ones who support them and pay them and want them to have their jobs to protect our country. And so same with the military. It's the middle class and the poor. It is not the rich and wealthy. They care less about anybody else. We're all disposable. I put it in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse. They see us as disposable, discardable, undesirables, dredges, deplorables, despicables, because they're living in a bubble, their own bubble. And they're just looked down on us. And so we the people have to remember who we are. We are the government. We have the power. And we have the power of the Constitution, and it's our duty to protect, preserve, and uphold the Constitution. And if President Trump calls upon us as a militia, we should be ready, right?
Absolutely. And I was just going to say, you know, Thomas Jefferson's famous quote is, from time to time, the tree of liberty must be replenished with the blood of patriots and tyrants. When you don't have any tyrants, you don't have any issue. When you have tyrants, you have an issue. In the unlikely event, a million to one, that Biden would ever get into that White House, a couple of weeks ago, we had probably hundreds of thousands of people out of the 70 million or 80 million that voted for Trump. It's probably in excess of 80 million, but we had hundreds of thousands of Americans. Some drove all the way from San Diego, 3,000 miles, just to be in the National Mall in front of the White House, giving them our support. And so if the enemy thinks they are ever going to get away with stealing our country, I can state emphatically that it will be the case that the next time we come to D.C., we will not be coming to D.C. with signs, and we will not be coming to D.C. with talk. We will be coming to D.C. that they're going to steal our country, lock us down, take away our livelihoods, force us to have vaccinations, and on and on and on. That might be their pipe dream, and they are getting close, and they will fail, because Sidney and Rudy and Wood are going to be all over them. But in the unlikely event that they ever exceed, you are absolutely right. As a militia, we need to be able to be ready to defend our country against all enemies. And at this point, the foreign enemies are the domestic enemies, because the Chinese Communist Party is so entrenched in our country that there's no real clear line. The only person who says America first is President Trump, and maybe a couple of people like Jim Jordan that support him. But for the vast majority, America first is a concept that is totally foreign to our own government. And that's just about every agency. We don't have a CIA, a DOJ, or an FBI that works for us. In the last, I don't know how long, but the only thing I remember the FBI doing is bringing in somebody who signed an affidavit for voter fraud and interviewing them for 4 hours to try to get them to recant their affidavit. But the investigations into Hillary for all of her laptops and all of her crimes, into Hunter, into Joe, into Obama. I mean, they let a guy become president who didn't even have an American birth certificate. I mean, his
and
brother said he was born.
And then they called us liars. They called us liars, false information. They said we were lying about it, and we were, deplorables and everything for saying such a thing, but yet he never produced it. So that's really amazing.
And not only that, but his brother said that he was born in Kenya, and his grandmother recalled having her born in Kenya.
Yeah,
and when he went to when he became the senator in Chicago, he was the they referred to him as the gay senator from Kenya. He was never straight. He paid his way through school with as a male prostitute, and they've killed just about everybody that ever came forward to say that they had a relationship with him. And anyway, that's just a brief.
Yeah, you just reminded me that actually the fake media began their everything's fake on the right that opposes anything that the left does really began in 2009 when Obama was slipped into the office of President of the United States. And you know, I wrote a letter to Justice Roberts in support of Philip Burke's eligibility lawsuit, and I encouraged him and urged him to hear the case based on the fact that the American people pay the wages of the President of the United States, and they are the voters, and that a President of the United States has to have clean hands and be of good character and be honest, blah, 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 blah. And it is his duty to hear the case, to assure the American people that the person that is being elected does have all those qualities and before he's inaugurated. So it's kind of the same thing we're going through now. And I said, because a foreign enemy could get in, it'll set a very bad precedent. It means that a foreign enemy, a domestic enemy, a foreign spy, a communist, a Marxist, whatever, could be slipped into our government. And it would set the precedent where the next one, like a domestic enemy, let's say, comes in and gets slipped in, and all of the vetting is ignored, because that's what's happening. They are not vetting anymore.
No.
They're not vetting anybody.
And Joe Biden is as much a tool of the communist China as there is. And now they're starting to talk to him about the quote-unquote transition. So that means that he's privy to security information. And so
national security.
It's as if communist China – that's why I said if Joe Biden would ever get into the White House – we would need to take the American flag down and put the communist China flag up, because the day that he would be inaugurated would be the day that the United States was taken over without a shot ever being fired. So
that's
we are absolutely in the 11th hour.
Yeah, it's the plan. God bless you, Rob, and your family, and keep up the good work. And I hope you have a really blessed and happy Thanksgiving, and you enjoy your holiday with your family and your loved ones. And it's a pleasure to have you on Columbo Chronicles. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here, and the very same to you and to all the people out there.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Rob Raskin has left the building, and he's given you some very valuable information that you don't have to think about today or tomorrow because it's the holiday. You can think about your turkey and your turkey dinner. And God bless you. God bless America. May we keep the American flag flying. Freedom, liberty, and rights, and sovereignty, and God, family, tradition, history. And God bless all our first responders, military, veterans, police, law enforcers, and President Donald J. Trump, and all who are loyal to the American people and to the Constitution, and who are fighting to uphold, defend, and protect and preserve our United States Constitution. And we'll be thankful for that as we pray over our food. And we'll be thankful for shelter and food, medicine, and an education and work, and being able to go back and operate our business very soon. So think positive. It will happen. And God will intervene. And he will make it happen, along with our wonderful President, Donald J. Trump, and his family. God bless them. And we'll talk to you next Wednesday on Columbo Chronicles Live.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.